So now is Dave Podmore's World of Cricket. Tonight, Pod is asked to advise on a new cricketing film. The star player causes havoc in Hollywood. I hope it's not Phil Tufnell.
Hello, I'm Andy Hamer, and this is Dave Podmore's World of Cricket.
And that's gone straight through him.
Well, that's very embarrassing for him, but really, one has to say it wasn't very sensible for a player of Podmore's experience to eat such a large curry. I mean, I particularly must have known he was going to be presented to Her Majesty. Well, the sawdust coming out now, but, oh dear.
Was it Forrest Gump who said, life is like a box of chocolates? Well, a cricketer's life is similar, except it's pub sausage that cricketer's life is, to say, very much like.
Podmore touched 93 miles an hour on the speed gun. Oh, how quick was that?
I don't know about you, Agus, but, well, I've never seen anyone drive out of a cricket ground car park faster.
Pub sausage can be quite long, or it can be cruelly cut short, and it helps if you're thick-skinned. Yeah, very much so.
And Podmore's hit that one with his tremendous wallop. I mean, that is the most marvellous response to a paternity suit I think I've ever seen. Both her contact lenses on the floor there. Bill, is that the furthest we've seen a hospitality girl thrown across a hotel lobby?
Say what you like about Dave Podmore, he certainly knows how to strut his stuff on the international stage. This week's Podacy takes us all the way to the Hollywood Hills, no less. The journey starts at Saddington Reservoir, where Pod's a regular guest on Anglers Wild, Central TV's cult late-night viewing for fans of the rod.
Here, try and catch us another shopping trolley, Pod.
There's a tension there with my name on it. All right, Desmond.
This is Series 3, Episode 114, for the international cricketer, after-dinner speaker, and star of stage, screen and reservoir.
Nice one, Barry, nice one.
And cut there. Bloody brilliant, Daddy's. Right, change your shirts, lads, and we'll do another one.
Another edition of the show successfully in the can. Time for a costume change, and on with Episode 115.
Oh, hello, Tom. Can you make it quick, mate? I'm in the middle of a show. Got a bucket of maggots here, behaving like right prima donnas.
Hey, you, simmer down.
Even when the cameras aren't turning, the limelight can't help but follow that pod man around. On the line from Los Angeles, Theatreland's leading wordsmith, Sir Tom Stoppard.
Yeah, bear with me, Stopsy, will you? Just let me get in the caravan, I'll check my diary. Barry, chemical toilet needs emptying. Have we got any WD-40? I want to get the ice off the seat. Yes, Tom. What is it this time, mate?
The big news was that Sir Tom Stoppard was writing a cricket film. Pod's services are required as the movie's technical advisor.
Yeah, I thought he was on the ear roll for tickets again. Get a lot of hangers-on on the circuit, and the, as well as old stop wings, to be honest. But it does have its compensations. Got to see chess, went backstage, went out with a pawn for a couple of weeks. Very nice piece. Mind you, I did have to sit through Enigma, so it's swings and roundabouts. Can you just pass me those tartan plus fours, Andy?
These are very snazzy, Pod.
We're a bit light on the subject. Ah, that's better. You can see, Andy, you see Ratcliffe in there. They've got red lights on top of the power station. It means they've got the furnaces going.
So, here we are, sitting in a superbly equipped Midlander caravanette. Your mum must be very proud of you, Pod.
Well, I'm not saying I haven't made it, Andy, because I have. Most of the cast at Crossroads have got my email address. Been an incorrect answer on 15 to 1. So.
You've played cricket for your country. And now you've got the call from Screenwriting's answer to Mike Atherton to bid for Oscar glory. To think it wasn't so long ago that a young shaver by the name of Master David Podmore practised his cricketing skills not a million miles from this spot.
Yeah, I used to come down here with a stick, see how far I could hit frogs. I scored 6 if I whacked them to the other bank, 4 I think if they dropped in the water, and 5 if they came apart halfway across.
Pod's film project is about England's heroic Ashes victory, inspired by a certain gentleman by the name of Ian Terence Botham Esquire. And knowing Pod, he won't be happy unless his role's a leading one.
Time will tell, Andy, but initially they'll be consulting me on the technicalities, the fashions, whatever, from 1979.
Do you mean 1981?
Well, that's it, Ashes 81, yeah, that's what they're calling it. But the way I see it, Andy,
It's Gladiator meets Hannibal Lecter meets Rocky in Leeds. And they want me to fly out tomorrow.
Hmm. It's a shame you'll be missing Leicestershire's crucial bottom-of-the-table Norwich Union wooden spoon clash with Derbyshire at Chesterfield.
Well, Hollywood's the next logical step in the Dave Podmore career, Andy. I'm just going to turn the heating down. I think those maggots are starting to pop. Can you stop putting those little stickers from your apple on my glove compartment, Andy?
Sorry.
But look, there's about 12 of them here, look. Oh. You all right back there, fellas? Hey, you're hatching, aren't you?
Pod's no stranger to the silver screen. He notched up a notable cameo role in the lottery-funded gangster Brit pick You Are Well Dead, You Are My Son. Playing the part of Jack the Bat McSpot, he appeared alongside Vinnie Jones and Brenda Blethyn.
Hey, he's a nonce, you ponce. You are well dead. You are my son, you poncing nonce. Nonce!
No!
Smack you with a bat, Jack.
Hopefully, I'll be looking to hit you with a bat. Your slag, obviously.
Bleed and do it, McSpot.
I love him!
Thing was, Andy set up and stalled to play the shot, but Brenda was moving about all over the place. It was an overcast day, probably not one of my best shots. Ended up missing Brenda by a country mile, which was unfortunate. But they redid it with a computer-generated image of my bat.
Yeah, that's clever.
Mm. And really, the way I see it, Andy, is if I entertained just one person in the cinema, then it was all worthwhile.
But you didn't. It went straight to video.
Yeah, so I've got a point to prove. How many pairs of stretch nylon trousers do you think I'll need in Beverly Hills, Andy?
It is quite warm out there, Pod.
Yeah, I might get away with the tight shorts. Ooh, as if Mrs. Grumpy hasn't deigned to wash and iron them.
Grumpy? I've never seen Jackie anything other than bubbly, not to mention immaculately turned out. How does she feel about the trip across the pond?
Well, since we're not talking, I haven't been able to tell her I'm going.
Yeah.
She's been in a strop after she had to clean those maggots out of the car.
Women.
I don't get it, Andy. I mean, look, I'm quite tall, I'm famous, I'm on telly. But, you know, every time I do something wrong, it's go and sleep in the kennel with the dogs. Which actually I don't mind, but, you know, it does get up your pipe sometimes.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Still nervous, Andy?
No.
Well, you're gripping your autograph book very tightly.
But, Pod, I can't believe you're turning your back on your loyal East Midlands fan base.
Time to move on. England's finished, Andy. Small island off the coast of France, who cares? I mean, sure, I could go on for another 15 years on the circuit, getting the odd 300k benefit every year, or I could take up the challenge of Hollywood. Your hands are sweating, Andy. Want to be careful you don't smudge Jim Bowen.
What do you make of the Stoppard script, Pod?
Sadly, Andy, it's a big disappointment. Usually, you can rely on Stopsy to put it there and thereabouts, script-wise, but...
Oh, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern was a masterpiece.
Mm. But I don't know where to start. I mean, the toss at Trent Bridge goes on forever. I mean, by the time Beefy Botham's called heads for the 48th time, I mean, you completely lost the audience.
Looks like you've got your work cut out.
Look, listen... Isn't this bit here?
Yeah.
Scene 37, interior England dressing room day. Jeff Miller sparks up a Rothmans and his old gunslinger's eyes narrow as he focuses on his bowling analysis. 14 overs, 0 for 64. Well, I mean, that is rubbish for a start, you know. Well, anyone knows Dusty's favourite tabs were embassies. I mean, you'd be laughed out of every cinema across the States making a fundamental error like that. You know, Tom Stoppard can screw up his own career if he likes, but he sure as hell ain't going to screw up mine, baby.
This is Captain Newman, reminding you that this afternoon's movie is Billy Elliot, a sentimental tale set in the north of England, which for me fails to satisfy on any level.
Hang on.
Headphones right in front of you, sir. Would you like anything else?
Just your phone number, love.
And you could try telling the captain that a lot of people enjoyed Billy Elliot, actually, me included.
Well, you're obviously wrong, Andy, aren't you? Because I wouldn't let him fly the plane unless he knew what he was talking about. Right. Time to join the Mile High Club, I think.
Thank you.
Pod's decision to smoke a slim Panatella in the toilet at 35,000 feet above Greenland resulted in the removal of the door and his immediate arrest by the American Airlines Air Marshal. His suspiciously smelling trainers caused him to be held under restraint for the remainder of the flight.
You're seeing my ass! What is this Nazi airline? You!
What's that smell? What's that smell?
Well, Pod, you've been in tight situations before, but this Camp X-ray style sensory deprivation cage is surely the tightest yet, measuring as it does a mere 2 feet by 3. Did you see anything from behind that mask and blackened goggles? Oh, that's a shame, because you're missing the film. It's Billy Elliot. Would you like me to tell you what's going on? Sure. Well, he's done a cartwheel, and Billy's running on the spot. I don't know what that's about, but it's doing the trick with Billy's dad, because there's pride in those hard-bitten old miner's eyes. And you really do get the sense that Billy's going to show those bullies from the mining community it's okay to dream. Have you seen Swan Lake done with men, Pod? Watch out, Billy. Here come the riot police again. Boo! Boo! Pod's got a few days to kill before meeting Tom Stoppard to run through his technical changes to the script. Time he spends profitably by laying down his marker with the movers and shakers of Los Angeles, or the City of the Angeles, as it's locally known.
Yeah, no, went up to Universal Studios lot and they showed me around. Had a chat with Dracula, Frankenstein, whatever. Got my name on Schindler's List. And the screen tested me on E.T.'s bike, so maybe they're lining me up for the sequel. I don't know.
Could be.
But, I mean, this is where I've got to be, Andy. I had a beer with the shark from Jaws. And, well, the guy who did it, because, you know, it wasn't a real shark.
Yeah, but, wasn't it made of latex and quite a lot of wires?
Well, when I told him how much I was getting off Central for Angler's Wild, he just laughed. You know, he said, basically, Pod, out here, you can double your fee and add naught.
Finally, after 2 hectic days networking, Pod deserved a day off. It was time to go house hunting in Beverly Hills in a luxurious open-top bus.
And on your right, Jack Nicholson's palatial hacienda-style ranchette.
Oh, wow. Look, Pod.
It's a bit small. No carport. And that fence wants tunnelising. First drop of rain, the rot will get into that. Next thing you know, you've got a bill for 70, 80 quid. If Nicholson wants to talk turkey, he's going to have to take an offer. Our second thoughts, Andy, tell Nicholson to stuff it.
Okay.
It's too close to Harrison Ford's, look. Don't want him keeping us up all night doing his carpentry.
Well, Harrison could probably tunnelise your fence for you.
Well, now I don't know what to do. I'll bet call Jackie. She's the lifestyle governor. She's got taste coming out of every orifice.
Do I take it relations in the Podmore household are on a more cordial footing?
Stardom, Andy. A powerful aphrodisiac.
On your left, the movie theatre in which Pee Wee Herman committed an act of gross indecency.
Ooh. Ah.
With several irons nicely warming in the fire, all that remains for Pod to become a player in the movie game is to take that crucial meeting with Sir Tom Stoppard and a room full of studio executives that reads like a who's who of Hollywood honchodom.
First thing, guys, Tom, what a script. Woo! Blew me away, okay? I laughed, I cried, but I also had a couple of nitpicks early doors. First up, page one.
Right.
Says it's about cricket. Don't know, is that what people want? Okay, structurally, Tom, by page two, I'm afraid you've lost the arc of the story. And if it's going to be set in England, the jury's still out on that. It needs to be in England we can all recognise.
I tried to set it against a backdrop of early 80s Thatcherism.
Yeah, but I want to see muffins, I want to see penny farthing sellers who will buy. You see? Right, page three, still with me. It says Leeds, but to be honest, you know, unless we see the Yorkshire Ripper appearing out of a pea super, it could be anywhere. You know? And a bit worried, Tom, about the gratuitous sex and violence. I've read this twice, and, well, I can't see any at all. And, you know, we have to think of the effect that will have on the kids.
It was a classic Podmore performance. The opposition was finding life distinctly uncomfortable and beginning to wilt under his lethal exegesis.
Now, Tom, page 32, this bus. 32, Tom. Oh. What's the bus doing?
Travelling serenely past the Kirk's Lane end when Botham hits a 6 into it.
Fine, no problem with that. Bit of action at last. But what's the bus's backstory? What's the arc of its character curve? I mean, is it armed with a nuclear warhead?
Maybe it's full of orphans who've been kidnapped by a towelhead terrorist.
Could be driven by a cyber guy from the future. You know, the point is, unless it explodes into a raging inferno when the ball hits it, then, you know, it's just another lofted on-drive. More cricket, you see what I'm saying?
What about the colour of the bus, Pod? Any brilliant thoughts?
Well, I can't write this for you, Tom. That's what we're paying you for. But my main worry is this obsession with making it England versus Australia for the Ashes. You know, surely it's got to be America versus Iraq for the Ark of the Covenant.
Oh, it was the Ark of the Ark's character arc, then.
Well, do you want help with this or not? Because, you know, at the moment I'm doing your job. You know, maybe you'd like to come and do my fielding at Ilkeston for a couple of days.
No.
That'd only be fair, wouldn't it? You see, you don't like that idea, do you?
Can we have security in here right away, please?
Well, no, I haven't finished my critique yet.
I think you'd better
look,
leave.
Just give me the script, Tom, and I'll write these bits
give
in.
Me that, because,
oh, give it to
give
me.
It that.
Look, you don't... You know who I am.
Well, Pod, an unfortunate setback to your dreams of Tinseltown glory. But if I know Dave Podmore, he's planning his response already.
Hang on, Andy.
Oh, yes. Grauman's Chinese Theatre, where all the stars have left their indelible imprint on the hallowed pavement. There's Joan Crawford. She was a survivor. And Bacall, she still is, and some.
How many peas in Stoppard?
Two.
Too late.
Betty Davis, she stood no nonsense whatsoever from the men in suits. Barbara Stanick. Hello, what's that you've written, Pod?
No.
Tom Stoppard is a toss.
Yeah, I knew I should have had a third pint before the meeting.
Hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do 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 do.
All right. Oh, that's good news, though. Congratulations. Oh, not bad.
While the movie career of one half of the Podmore team was on the way, the lovely long-legged Jackie was waxing. Career-wise, that is.
So, are they actually paying you for this idea, then? Yeah? Ah, fantastic.
Jackie has succeeded in selling an idea to Channel 5 called Cricketers' Wives,
email you the pictures
the raunchy
of
peep under the covers of the summer game, which reveals cricket's grass widows to be anything but lonely on those hot August afternoons.
Okay. Love you. Bye, love.
Well, it sounds as though Jackie is emerging from the substantial shadow of Dave Podmore. How does Dave Podmore feel about that? Pride must be uppermost.
Yeah, can you just shut up, Andy? I'm trying to call Hugh Grant here. Hello, mate. It's Pod. Listen, Hugh, bit of advice. I've been parked up here on Sunset Boulevard for 40 minutes or so, yeah? Well, no action. What am I doing wrong, mate? Am I on the wrong side of the road or something?
Having failed to do himself justice as a script consultant, Pod has no option but to ply his trade among the expat British community.
Yeah, it's like a dream come true, getting a nod to come and play at the Hollywood Cricket Club.
The Hollywood Cricket Club has an illustrious history. In the 1930s, Boris Karloff terrorised opening batsmen, and David Niven charmed them out. The club has staged some of the most star-studded matches in the whole panoply of cricket.
The stars turn out at the Pasadena ground. But what game are they playing? Why, it's cricket. And who's that at bat? It's Larry Olivier, of course. But who's the catcher very close behind him? Yes, it's Danny Kaye. Say, Larry, are you in or out, fella? Time for tea, old bean. But what happened to the drinks tray? Uh-oh, it's empty. Shouldn't have left Bogey in charge of it.
The studio's owned you body and soul. If Mr. DeMille told you to go bowl uphill into the wind, you didn't argue. But in the silent era, the guy with the toughest job in the movies was the piano player.
You just had to match the music to the action. If it was a run chase, bubbling up for a diarrhea finish, then you play a little bit of... But if it was a 5-day test match with a rain interruption, then you'd give them something a little bit slow.
So, as Miss Carol Lombard grabs a stump in celebration and Douglas Fairbanks takes his shirt off, we bid farewell to the golden age of Hollywood cricket.
You're following in some pretty distinguished footsteps, Pod. Olivier played here, Bogart and Errol Flynn, who famously went through a fair number of partners, a tradition carried on by swashbuckling director Sam Mendes, currently battling it out there with Kate Winslet.
Yeah, they've put on a few runs, but I can't see it lasting, Andy. Yeah, Winslet's gone. Thought so, matter of time.
Next, please.
The Aussies look to have a pretty useful side out there.
Oh, yeah, you've got guys like Mel Gibson, Russell Crowe, Geoffrey Rush, Kate Blanchett, Babe the Pig. Nicole Kidman can do the lot. Sing, dance, bat, bowl, keep wicket. She's a bit of an Alex Stewart, really. And she's every bit as hygienic.
There's a real galaxy of talent out there. It's a shame no one's turned up to watch.
Well, that's why they play cricket, Andy. You're guaranteed not to be pestered by any fans. Ooh, bloody hell, there's another one gone. Yeah,
Jane Horrocks. Better get padded up, Pod. You're in soon.
Yeah, better get something to eat. I'm sick of the small portions you get in this country.
With 8 wickets down and 157 runs to get to beat the Aussies and win the unofficial Hollywood Ashes, the stage is set for Pod to lay on a display of Botham-esque derring do. But it was not to be.
Yeah, been shunted onto the subs bench to make way for Mr. Golden Gonads Tom Hanks. Well, he fancied playing an English middle-order batsman. Apparently he can do the accent. He's put on 4 stone for the part.
Sorry, Pod. Still, tremendous effort from T. Hanks Esquire to knock off the runs with such effortless timing. Especially coming off the back of winning the Second World War single-handed.
Yeah, so once again, Dave Podmore finds himself on the soggy end of a sad toilet decision from the selectors.
Sad John, as they say here.
This year's man of the match, may I have the envelope, please, goes to Tom Hanks.
Okay, Hollywood news now. Patty's on the coast.
Chip, Tom Hanks has announced an unusual next appearance.
Ooh. Are you going to play for England now? Just watch.
The double Oscar winner is casting himself away again, and this time the tiny island is England.
Yeah, told you.
Be right, Pod.
Hanks will play cricket for England's Surrey County team to prepare for his forthcoming lead role as Brit superhero Ian Bottom. Sam Mendes to direct. Tom Stoppard takes the writing credit, and it's rumoured...
Oh, find us another channel, Andy.
All right.
Oh, so much for the land of opportunity. And another thing they've done me on this bag of donuts. I paid for 25 fully frosted, and there's only 23 in here. Look, 4 are glazed. I mean, this level of crime is just not acceptable, Andy.
I just called the same bloody cop as a...
Go back, Andy. Wasn't that Saddington? No, go back again. No, back. It was 290 something. There!
You're right, Pod. This angler's wild.
I think I'm in business here, Days.
I think you've got a bin liner, my friend. That's the only business you're in.
Look, Andy, it's a dead cat. Jammy bastards.
Poor puss.
Oh, it's a shame.
Should we throw it back?
No, don't throw it back. What are you doing, guys? You can get 5 minutes of laughs out of that.
Maybe we should bury it.
No, hit him with it. Stick it in his creel. Wrap it in greaseproof paper. Tell Barry it's his sandwiches. Better still, put it in a jiffy bag, send it to Tom Hanks, care of the Oval.
Just let it go, Pod.
We should do with it for the best.
Ah, they're completely clueless. I mean, they can forget the 500 episode party at this rate. You might as well cancel the Chateau Empty right now. Headless chickens! Look at them!
I can't see anything, Pod, with the donut jam all over the screen.
To think, we used to have the best quality television in the world. Come on, Andy, clear out the minibar, pack the hotel towels. We've got a plane to catch.
And so Hollywood bade farewell to Dave Podmore. His departure marked by a headline on page 67 of Variety. No Both Prod Mod Pod takes Rod as Hanks Banks Yanks Thanks Planks.
It's very nice to go travelling, but it's oh so nice to come home.
Sports news now, and the arrival of Tom Hanks has rocketed Surrey to the top of the county championship. Following his England call-up, Mr. Hanks expressed his delight about how easy it is to score runs against English bowlers.
Well, that's another thing I really enjoyed, is that these guys don't even start work till 11, and they give you this thing called a benefit. A quarter of a million quids, tax-free. Heck, it sure beats making movies.
And cut. All right, fellas, get 4 more of these in the can, then we'll have a bit of breakfast.
So, glad to be back, Pod.
Oh, very much so, Andy. I gave LA a chance, but LA just couldn't hack it.
Well, as they say, you can take Dave Podmore out of the East Midlands.
Do they? Anyway, who wants to be a small minnow in a Hollywood bowl when you can be a very big cheese indeed at Saddington Reservoir?
Exactly.
If I stayed out there, I'd only be stuck in some shallow trailer, living out of a suitcase.
Whereas now, you're able to park your dayu in your own tunnelised carport, pop your own dinner into your own microwave, and go to sleep in your own bed.
Yeah, not for a while, actually, because Jackie's let the house as a location while they're filming Cricketer's Wives, so I'm stopping here in the caravan.
Got everything I need? Got the boys in there? Yes, scamps. If they want to walk or do the business, I'll just take them over the motorway. Leicester Forest Services. I mean, they've got McDonald's, Starbucks, Taco Bell. See, think about America, Andy. It's just a small suburb off the coast of Leicester. Who cares?
So a real old-fashioned Hollywood happy ending, Pod. You're back here with the dogs. Jackie's one of the ever-increasing number of women in black outfits running television. And on a personal note, I've got an autograph book bursting at the seams.
Let's have a look.
Tell you something, Pod. Since he got that double hundred on his test debut at Lord's, this Tom Hanks autograph's going to be worth a few bob.
Yeah. To my buddy Andy from Tom. Oh, dear. Oh, what a shame.
Oh, well.
Yeah, pity if it had been a frog, I'd have got five for that.
And that's a magnificent shot. It takes Hanks to 376. Australia in complete disarray. Well, my goodness me. And many thanks to the American listener who sent us this absolutely splendid Coke. We've been snorting away like nobody's business. Bill, you've got snow on your beard. Oh, there's a bus. I like pigeons. Buses don't have beards. Oh, my nose is bleeding. I feel great. You don't hate me, Bill, do you? Trouser sandwich.
Dave Podmore would obviously like to thank Chris Douglas, Nick Newman and Andrew Nichols for making this programme. And also Chris Pavlo, Nicholas Anderson and Richard Wilson. Dave Podmore's World of Cricket was brought to you by System 4, constipation relief for the sportsman on the move. Oh yes, that's out.